Just a few thoughts as we celebrate this feast of St. Lawrence the Martyr. It was same times in early Rome as Pope Sixtus II and Companions, who we celebrated just the other day. And Lawrence saw their martyrdom and probably was arrested around the same time. And before he was arrested, knowing things that were getting worse, he liquidated all the assets of the Church of Rome at that time and kind of distributed the wealth to the poor. And when the emperor heard about it and said, "No, give me that money. That money's for the empire, not for you. Go give me the riches of the church." Lawrence went around and brought all the destitute, the poor, the outcasts, and said, "This is the richness of the church. Her people are her wealth, and her people are the poor." We celebrate him, and as he died, it's famous, supposedly, as he died, he did die, like, burnt to death on a sort of a grill. Supposedly, he said, as he was being martyred, halfway through the burning, he said, "Turn me over, I'm done on this side." So he's also the patron saint, not only of deacons, but of cooks. So if you'd like that, pray for our cooks, not for me. But we do pray for these intentions, and we as we celebrate the martyrs, we also need to be reminded of that fundamental law of the gospel, that to bear life, to have life, there must be a certain death, a kind of death, a dying. The martyrs show us the way. We don't need to be afraid of dying in this life. We don't need to be afraid of suffering in life, this life. It's the mustard, it's the grain of wheat rule. Unless the grain actually allows itself to die in the furrow, in the soil, it's just a grain, nothing happens. But if the seed allows itself to die, it produces the wheat. It produces abundant fruit. Unless we be afraid and say, "Well, I could never do that. That's too hard for me." Well, two thoughts. First of all, this line from St. Paul says, even when we don't have the strength, the one who supplies seed for the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your strength, your seed, and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Our Lord is the one who gives the strength. But the other thought, this comes from St. Augustine, and we'll finish with him, who gave a beautiful homily on the Feast of St. Lawrence, is that it's not just for the martyrs. Yes, Jonah's like, "Yay, I have a chance." On this blessed day, Lawrence earned his triumph while he trod underfoot the noisy world and rejected its blandishments, thereby defeating the devil who sought his soul. Lawrence died to the world before he died physically. Accordingly, the Church of Rome commends this day to our observance. Lawrence carried out the office of deacon of the church, as you know. In that office, he administered Christ's sacred blood to the faithful, and for Christ's sake, he shed his own blood. Think about Holy Communion, right? You receive the blood of Christ, you receive Jesus, you're called to be Jesus. You receive what Jesus did, you're called to do what Jesus did. Who shed his blood for us, we're invited to shed our lives for him out of love for others. The blessed Apostle John clearly expounded the mystery of the Lord's Supper when he said, "Just as Christ laid down his life for us, so should we lay down our lives for the needs of our brothers and sisters." St. Lawrence understood this and acted accordingly. His self-sacrifice was similar in kind to that which he received at the altar, meaning Christ's self-sacrifice. He loved Christ in his life, and he imitated Christ in his death. Brethren, let us imitate Lawrence if we truly love Christ. We cannot show a better proof of our love than by imitating him. Christ suffered for us, St. Peter says, leaving us an example that we might follow his footsteps. It is clear from these words that the Apostle Peter understood. This is Peter who denied Christ, right? Later he would get the full picture. He understood that since Christ suffered on behalf of those who follow him, his passion is of no avail to those who do not follow him or imitate him. It's important. Our Lord's passion can do nothing if we refuse to follow him, if we do not imitate him. The holy martyrs imitated him even to the point of shedding their blood in imitation of our Lord's passion. But it was not only the martyrs who imitate him. When they passed into eternity, the bridge was not broken down, nor did the fountain dry up after they drank from it. Indeed, the garden of the Lord contains not only the roses of martyrdom, but also the lilies of virginity, the ivy of marriage. Raise your hand if you're married. Am I married? You're not out of luck. You can die too. Every day, when your kids drive you crazy, it's a great experience. In the same way that St. Lawrence had a great experience of death. And the violence of widowhood. Widows are blessed, God says. So no one, my dear brothers and sisters, need despair of his vocation, whichever it may be. Christ suffered for all. And he wills that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. I'll leave it at that, but just a reminder that law is real for us. That to live, we have to die. To embrace Christ's life in the heavenly bliss, we have to be willing to embrace the sorrows, the sufferings, and even the death that come to us in this life out of our trust in Christ and our love for him. Amen. St. Lawrence, pray for us.